Now, Ma, you sure you'll be all right while we're away?
Dorothy, I'll be fine.
Okay, now listen, you behave yourself. Don't use the car, no parties, and I want you to stay out of the liquor cabinet while we're gone.
Hey, who am I? Gidget, get out of here.
Dorothy, do you have the airline tickets?
Yes, Ruth.
And the passports?
Yes, Ruth.
Did you remember to bring Pepto-Bismol?
Yes, Ruth.
Dramamine?
Yes, Ruth.
And chewing gum in case we have to pop our ears.
Yes, Rose.
Did you call a cab to take us to the airport?
No, Rose. I called two cabs. One for Blanche and me and one for you. Because you're making me crazy with all your questions.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a little worried about traveling out of the country. You know, with all the problems in the Middle East.
Rose, we're going to an island in the Caribbean. Our biggest worry is getting strap marks. Come on now, Blanche. You can't take all that luggage.
Well, Dorothy, I may run into a celebrity while I'm sunbathing on the beach. I only packed what I need to make me look my most devastating.
And I hope you packed a tight butt.
Oh, yes. Now, whose cab is this? Is this yours or mine?
Rose, there's only one cab.
Well, how am I going to get to the airport?
Run behind it! Ma, I hate leaving you like this. I really do. Why don't you come with us?
Yeah, come on, Sophie. It'll be fun.
Oh, and the resort is absolutely gorgeous. Look here. Here's our room. Isn't that beautiful? You can have the king-size bed.
There's already two people in it.
Ma, please. If not, I'm going to spend my entire vacation worrying about you.
Dorothy, I'll be fine. Besides, it'll be nice to have the house to myself. I can vacuum in the nude. Now get out of here.
Take care, Sophia.
Honey, I'll call you the minute I get to the hotel.
Miss Mitsumo. Hi, Mr. Mitsumo. I've been meaning to tell you, you did a lovely job getting rid of the snails. It's nice not having to crunch when I go to the mailbox. So did I mention that my daughter and her roommates just left on their vacation? They'll be gone for 5 days. Anyway, I notice we're always smiling at each other. So I was thinking, now that we have a little privacy, maybe sometime we could smile and talk, you know, over a glass of Tang or something.
Oh, Tang.
Tang is not the catchword here. What I mean is, I think you're very nice, and I thought we kind of liked each other, you and me. This is very embarrassing. You don't understand a word I'm saying.
Understand little.
You can put the luggage right there would be fine, too.
Girls, this room looks nothing like the pictures in the brochure.
Oh, this room isn't good enough for you?
Well, not for $100 a night.
Americans, you measure everything by the almighty dollar.
Well, we're trying to learn the metric system. It's not that easy.
This place is like a sweatbox. Oh, great. The air conditioner's not working.
Well, who needs air conditioning? We have a fresh ocean breeze and a breathtaking view. We have no view.
Oh. When the revolution comes and the heads of the imperialist swine are impaled on sticks stuck in the sand for the peoples to spit on, you'll be glad you don't got a view.
Oh, well, this isn't solving anything. I'm going to call the manager. Hello? Hello? Great. The phone's dead.
It makes no difference. You'd only get lies from that scum-sucking pig.
Look, would you mind going downstairs and telling the scum-sucker we want to see him?
Okay. But his days are numbered. When the revolution comes, he's the second to be shot.
Who's the first?
Morales, my next door neighbor who knocked up my sister.
Well, this is dandy. Just dandy. I knew I should never have let you two talk me into coming to this godforsaken place.
Oh, come off it, Blanche. We all agreed that this was where we wanted to spend our vacation.
All I wanted was a tan on my thighs. Now I'll probably end up a prisoner of the revolution. They'll rip my blouse and make me cook for the officers and spit food in my face and make fun of my recipes. And eventually I'll catch the eye of some fat general with big sweat stains under his arms. And he'll force me to let out his uniforms and satisfy his ugly needs.
It sounds like Christmas with my ex-husband.
I don't know what you two are complaining about. I'm the one who's going to suffer the most from this. With no air conditioning, I'll get all wilted and sweaty. No man will even talk to me. And even if one does, how am I going to get a date without a telephone?
The way you always do. Go sit in the bar without underwear.
I'm Jacques Decorville, manager of the Wrestling Palms and reigning island in Boking.
Oh, please, come in.
All right, I'm in, so talk to me, ladies. What's the problem here?
Well, to begin with, Mr. Decorville, in here it says that every room in the hotel has an ocean view. Now, where is ours?
Come here, get up. Here, over here. Stick your head out the window. And you look to the extreme left, and what do you see?
Two guys beating up an old lady.
Yes, sir.
The ocean?
Ta-da! I rest my case.
Now, wait. You call that an ocean view? You have to be a contortionist to see.
Hey, it doesn't say great ocean view.
Now, look, these accommodations are simply unacceptable. Now, we want the room described in the brochure, or we will take our business elsewhere.
Okay, have it your way. But don't expect a refund.
We just checked in. We haven't paid for this room.
Yes, we have. I'm sorry, but my travel agent said it would be easier if we prepaid everything.
Believe me, it is.
What do we do now?
We have no choice. We have to stay.
Oh, goody. Now, look, ladies, you need anything, anytime, day or night. You call me.
Well, we can't. The phone is dead.
Well, there's plenty of stationery in the bureau drawer.
Write me.
I'm starting to root for the revolution.
Well, we're here now. Come on, let's make the best of it.
Yeah, maybe this room isn't a total loss. Look here, a vibrating bed. Come on, let's give it a try.
Come on.
It'll be fun.
Shoot.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quanta la mela, bonita quanta la mela, quanta la mela, bonita quanta la mela.
This has been a great day, Mr. Matsumo.
Toshiro.
This has been a great day, Toshiro. And driving your lawn boy was so exciting.
Eat.
That's amazing. You people eat with two little sticks, you never miss a bite. My people drop half their meal while using a fork, a spoon, and a loaf of bread.
So.
So, exactly what is this stuff?
Sushi. Raw fish. Very good.
Whoops, that flew right out of my hand. That was delicious. I couldn't eat another bite. I gotta tell you, even though you eat raw fish and you like to listen to a piano being tuned, I find you awfully cute.
Sophia, cuter.
Blanche, what is all that stuff?
Just my natural beauty supplements. This is my apricot facial scrub and my honey skin toner and my coconut moisturizer.
If I put cracked ice and an umbrella on your head, you'd be a Mai Tai.
Ooh.
I wish we had packed a bug spray.
Girls, I've got our whole day planned tomorrow. After breakfast, we're going to go out on a glass-bottom boat. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll tour an old Spanish fort. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to visit the wreck of the Santa Juanita. And then we'll finish off the day with a sunset hike up the mountain to explore a dormant volcano. All right, forget the volcano.
No, Rose, I just killed a mosquito on your cheek.
Thank you very much, Dorothy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go wash the squashed bug off my face.
Yeah, just a minute. Won't be very long.
Okie dokie, take your time.
Oh, there's somebody in the bathroom.
Well, he said he wouldn't be long.
Hey, come on! Don't rush me. It's gonna take as long as it's gonna take.
I don't believe this. There's a man in our bathroom.
Dorothy, relax. Let me handle this.
Hello there. Excuse me, sir. Are you married?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not.
Oh, well, I hope one day you meet the woman of your dreams, but in the meantime, who are you and what are you doing in our bathroom?
I'm Dwayne, and that's Rick.
Hi. And I'm Winston Hardwick III.
Well, we're very glad to meet you, but what are you doing in our bathroom?
This is our room. I'm afraid these six of us are going to have to share this bathroom.
I am not sharing a bathroom with three strange men. I don't care if it is my vacation.
You got no choice, lady. There just aren't enough Johns.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Well,
yeah? You think we're happy having to gargle next to Grandma Moses and the Mosettes?
You rude person.
Go easy on him, Rose.
Ladies, as long as we're stuck with each other, let me give you a piece of friendly advice. Buzz off.
Feed it.
Yeah, scram.
Look, kid, you can just kiss my patootie. Now, this is our room and our John, and if you have to go, why, the jungle's out of way. Come on, ladies.
Meal was disgusting. What do you girls want to do now?
Let's draw cards for the rest of the Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, no, it's those nasty boys.
Ladies, I hate to disturb you, but my friends and I would like to buy you a drink.
Why, thank you. Oh,
Blanche.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a reflex reaction. No, thank you, and goodbye.
Look, we had a chance to think about what we said last night, and we're real sorry. Must have been quite a shock finding us in your bathroom, huh? Won't you please accept our apologies?
All right, apology accepted.
Great.
Now you can buy us that drink.
Waitress, a magnum of your best champagne.
So, how you ladies been enjoying your vacation?
As a child, during the Depression, I had to have my wisdom teeth extracted by a shoemaker. That was more fun than this.
Ladies, let's face it, the island's a bore. However, I just happen to have access to a sailboat tonight. Could we interest you in an evening cruise?
Oh, I'm game. What about you girls?
Sounds like fun.
Why not?
Great. We'll get everything ready. We'll meet you back here in 45 minutes.
Oh, perfect. That'll give me enough time to call my mother.
Your mother's still living?
Sorry.
Now try the veal piccata. You'll weep.
Sophia, very sweet.
Toshiro, can I make a confession? You bring out the beast in me. I know, you look at me, you think, there's a chick who gets around. But that's not true. Until I met you, I didn't even know I still had those feelings. You made me realize there's a lot of wisdom in what the Sicilians say about the old olive tree. Although it's ancient and all, and not much to look at, it still has the tastiest, plumpest olives. Toshiro, how about an olive?
Olive?
Look, I realize you don't understand most of this, but that's okay. I was married 45 years. My husband spoke perfect English. Never understood a word I said. Toshiro, I think it's time you learned some English. Lesson number one, kiss. Who the hell is this? Dorothy, nice to hear from you. How's the vacation? Good. Well, nothing's happening here. Take care.
Lesson number one, kiss.
Oh, beautiful Mother Earth, land, land, God. How long were we out there?
Oh, at least two rosaries.
We're lucky to be alive.
And you, you miserable, low-down piece of Yankee slime.
Blanche, I sense some hostility towards me.
How'd you like to sense a coconut upside your head?
Oh, Blanche, get a hold of yourself.
I don't want to get a hold of myself. They invite us to go out on a boat, and then they sail us right out in the middle of a storm. We end up shipwrecked on this godforsaken island.
Hey, so we made a few mistakes, huh? Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You almost killed us, you nitwits. I hate you. I cursed the day I ever laid eyes on you. I cursed the day your mama ever laid eyes on your daddy. I cursed the day your daddy ever laid down with your mama.
You ladies should be grateful. It was our superior sailing skill that saved your lives.
Hanging on to the mast and screaming, "Please, God, take the old ladies, but don't hurt us." That does not qualify as skill.
Look, ladies, we've taken all the guff we're going to take off of you.
No, you're going to take all the guff I got, and you're going to like it.
Oh, no, no, it will not.
All right, everybody, now shut the hell up. I'm in charge here. From now on, everyone listens to me.
Why should we listen to you?
Because I happen to be the most decorated pioneer scout in the history of northern Minnesota. I can build a 100-foot rope bridge, start a fire with rocks, distill seawater into drinking water. Now, if you want to get out of this alive, I suggest you listen to me. Do I hear any objections? I didn't think so. Dorothy, Blanche, start breaking up the boat. We need wood for a fire. And you three, head up north, up that ridge. Based on those rock formations, there's a good chance of finding a waterfall. If you don't find anything in an hour, head back for the coastline, follow it around, and look for our fire. Now move. I said move!
Dorothy, should we be listening to Rose?
Quiet. I don't think we're allowed to talk while we work.
They've been gone.
Over 4 hours.
You don't think anything happened to them?
Oh, no. I think they probably just stopped to rest.
Yeah, or maybe they're looking for something to carry the water back in.
Maybe they were clawed to death by bloodthirsty animals.
Unfortunately, water isn't all that can be around that rock formation.
You're kidding.
A pioneer scout always tells the truth. So I'm going to be even more honest. Our big worry is nobody knows we're missing, so nobody's out looking for us. The odds are pretty decent that we're all gonna die.
Oh, Rose.
Come on now, you're just tired and thirsty.
Yeah, we're all tired and thirsty.
Let's not wait for the boys to come back. Rose, why don't you whip us up a nice batch of fresh water you know how to make from seawater?
About the seawater. You don't know how to do it.
Oh, no, I know how to do it. Oh,
thank goodness.
But there's just one little problem. I need a 10-gallon copper pot, 7 feet of aluminum tubing, and a big roll of cheesecloth.
Why didn't you mention this while you were bossing everybody around, this pioneer dope?
Things were going so well and everybody was paying such close attention. I just kind of got caught up in the moment. But it's lonely at the top. I don't want to be leader anymore. I nominate Dorothy. Dorothy, you're leader. What are you going to do?
My first official act is to banish you from my kingdom. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you meant well.
I'm not crying on account of that. I'm crying because we're all going to die, and I still have so many things to tell you.
Like what?
Like, once I read your diary.
You what?
Well, it was an accident. You left it open on the kitchen table. I was 20 pages in before I realized it wasn't a Sidney Sheldon novel.
Rose Nyland, I want you out of my house this instant.
Blanche.
Oh. Well, Rose Nyland, I'm never going to speak to you again as long as I live.
And since we have no water, that means about another 48 hours.
Well, since we're going to die anyway, I might as well be honest, too, Rose. I slept with your cross-eyed cousin Nolan when he visited us from Ohio. And he was lousy in bed.
I knew about that a long time ago. Nolan told me. And he said you were the one that was lousy.
Take that back.
Will.
Come on, girls. Now, let's examine our priorities. We have no food, water, or shelter. Besides, I also slept with Nolan on that fateful trip. And as your leader, I must decree that the fault indeed lies with Nolan.
Well, since we're being honest, Dorothy, I have a question for you. You're supposed to be my best friend. Best friends are supposed to be able to confide in one another. So I want to know why I overheard you on the telephone telling Anita Rubaker that I had my tubes tied.
I said you bought a tube top. When did you have your tubes tied?
I didn't. If I had, it would have been about the same time you had your nose done.
I never had my nose done. Rose is the one who had her nose done. Oops, sorry, Rose.
Don't believe you two kept that secret from me. Rose, why didn't you tell me?
Well, you're always so critical about those kinds of things.
I am not.
I'm sorry.
How much did it cost you?
$700.
Boy, you were gypped.
You see? That's exactly why Rose didn't want to tell you. You are overly critical. You know, I think that's the thing I like least about you.
Oh, you know the thing I like least about you? You are loud and overbearing.
Well, you know what I like least about both of you? You're always telling me what to do.
Oh, shut up, Rose. Oh, will somebody say I'm sorry before I burst?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And if I have to die, I'm just glad I'm doing it with my two best friends.
Oh, I love you, Blanche.
Oh, I love you, Rose.
And I love both of you.
Oh, I'm just so full of love. I have to let it out. I'd like to teach the world to sing perfect harmony.
I'd like to hold it in our arms. Keep it company.
Hey, ladies, how about a mic pack?
Oh, where have you been?
You remember when Rose said there might be a waterfall in that rock formation?
Mm-hmm.
You were right. There is a waterfall, and it empties into a pool in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency.
We never left the island. We just got shipwrecked on the good side.
Our new hotel's a half a mile in this direction. Come on, we reserved your room.
Okay.
Rick, put out the fire.
Ladies, listen. As long as we're not going to die after all, I suggest everything we said tonight won't go any further than the three of us.
Well, back in the Scouts, we used to make it official by pricking our fingers with a penknife and taking a blood oath. What do you say, girls?
Oh, shut up, Rose.
Gee, I'm glad everything's back to normal. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.